I suppose we're delighted to have signed the MOU with the ESB to work together on this really exciting project. So we're at the exploration stage at the moment. We're kind of looking at different concepts. The project, I suppose, will be the first of its kind in Ireland. But there's many examples of similar type refueling stations across Europe. So really what it'll look like is a standard petrol station for all the world. But instead of petrol, it would be hydrogen.
And what benefits will the project have, particularly for the aviation industry? Because I guess we've discussed a number of times about the aviation industry having to decarbonise as we come into 2030. And I know that's a key part of Shannon Airport Group's sustainability strategy as well. So how will the project affect things in that regard?
Yeah, aviation, you know, we're all aware how significantly challenging it is to decarbonise. And we know the future of aviation will involve different aircraft, different technologies of our engines, and particularly different types of fuel. And what we know is that hydrogen is going to play a significant role in decarbonising the sector. So the aim of our project, you know, one of those aims is to provide that stream of hydrogen that would enable different technologies to be trialled and tested. So it's really to develop that kind of test bed so that sectors like the aviation sector, you know, can test those technologies to decarbonise.
And I know you were saying that this would be the first of its kind in Ireland. Shannon could very well be a hub for hydrogen energy and that transition for the aviation and transport sector then.
Yeah, like we very much see this project as being an enabler, you know, and we see our role as being an enabler in the decarbonisation of other sectors. So it's not just about aviation. You know, the other sectors like the heavy goods vehicles and even some of the industrial processes, they're also quite hard to decarbonise. So this is very much about being a multi-sector enabler. And I suppose innovation has always been at the heart of Shannon. And it's one of our kind of key pillars in our sustainability strategy is building a sustainable Shannon campus. And one of the key goals under that pillar is to invest in smart and innovative infrastructure. And, you know, we're really seeing this as, you know, an investment in our sustainability strategy.
And I know the goal in that strategy is to go reduced emissions by over 50% by 2030 and net zero in Shannon by 2050. So how big a step could this be towards that potentially?
I suppose going back to, you know, it's not just looking inwards, it's looking outwards. It's about that enabling role again. We know that renewable energy, you know, the vast amounts of renewable energy we have off the west coast of Clare and the west coast of Ireland in general, we have a massive opportunity. For us, really, this is about looking at developing this ecosystem in the Shannon Estuary region. So it's not just about ourselves, it's that wider role and our role as being an enabler.
Okay, and just lastly, Sinead, just on that wider role and that point, could hydrogen potentially overtake electric then in the transport sector and those heavy goods sectors and things like that going forward? Obviously, those sectors are looking at reducing decarbonisation, as we've mentioned, and there's obviously significant targets in terms of electric vehicles in the government's climate action plan, but is ultimately hydrogen and these type of projects that the Shannon Airport Group and the ESB are exploring going to be where it's at in the long term, do you think?
Well, I suppose both battery electric and hydrogen will have a role to play. And where we see the key role for hydrogen is in those harder to abate sectors, you know, the heavy goods vehicles, you know, buses, aviation, those types of sectors will need hydrogen. So there is a role for multi-different, like battery electric and hydrogen. There's a role for all within the decarbonisation.